This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 34 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show. Powered by Chevron. We're, of course, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. And we're excited. We've been talking about this a lot. Coming up on September 25th through the 27th, pretty much in our own backyard, at Bigfoot Turf Farm in LaSalle, we got the World Long Drive World Champions Championships coming up. And we're pretty honored right here to be talking to the 2023 world champion and currently ranked number one in the world, Monica Living, joining us now. Monica, thanks so much for giving us some time today. This is so exciting. This is going to be right here and not too far up the road from where you're calling home full time.
Hi. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm super stoked to be competing at, you know, such a high level here in Colorado. So yeah, I am super, super excited.
Okay, so when I was talking to, you know, the folks kind of trying to set this up, what blew my mind too is not the fact that your longest drive is 385 yards. My producer can't even walk that, by the way. You work as a full-time real estate agent in Denver. So you're working full-time, you're rocking the real estate world, and you just so happen to be one of the best long drivers in the country. How is that possible?
That is correct. It is pretty exhausting, I will say that. it definitely takes, you know, an extreme level of time management, but I have started to kind of figure it out. You know, going to the driving range and practicing for a long drive definitely takes a little bit less time than, you know, taking 4 hours out of your day to go play 18 holes. So I'm able to squeeze it in when I can. I do a lot more work over the winter, especially. But yeah, it's definitely a difficult feat to fit everything in, but it's certainly a fun thing to do.
Well, so talk to me a little bit. Like, I want to get into when you really started to look at this and say, okay, I could do this. I could go around and absolutely blast that ball. You played in you played college golf, correct?
I did. Yep.
And so what was the next step after your career when you were in, you know, once your golf career in college ended?
Yeah, so I graduated from Arkansas State in 2020, and I played 4 years there on the golf team, and then I came out to Denver for a job, which it was not real estate. I made a career change around 2022. But yeah, I came out here in 2020, and then honestly, I ended my golf career during COVID, so I didn't really get a final goodbye, if you will. So I was definitely pretty bitter, because when you play at that level for a really long time and you get to that level and then everything just kind of, you know, ends, it's definitely a little sad and, upsetting. So I didn't even pick up a golf club for probably like a year or so, because I was pretty upset. I actually was convinced to play in a charity golf event at my former company that I was working at the time. And I drove a green, almost hit somebody, and went up to apologize, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not used to playing in altitude. I had no idea I would hit it that far. So I go up to apologize, and it was actually a long driver. His name is Andrew Eigner. He also lives locally. He's a 2023 amateur world champion, and he's like, hey, do you hit it that far all the time? And I'm like, I guess. Like, I don't know. I just came to apologize. And so him and I got into a TrackMan and to test my ball speed and my swing speed. And he convinced me to try competing, because he told me I could be one of the best in the world. I kind of rolled my eyes at him. And then I tried a couple competitions, got in contact with my coach, Bobby Peterson. And before I knew it, I was a world champion.
So. Wow. You put down the golf clubs for a year, and then you just go out for this charity golf tournament and you blast. It reminds me of Happy Gilmore. Shouldn't have been standing there.
Yeah.
You hit that guy. You almost hit that guy.
Exactly.
And then in that moment, I mean, when you almost hit this semi pro, what did you realize? You had freaking launched it like that, or were you just so worried that you almost knocked somebody out?
No, I was so worried that I'd hurt him. I like did not even care. I was like, oh my gosh, I definitely just drove that green. I feel so bad. So I sped up with my golf cart and I was just so apologetic. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, I genuinely had no idea. And then when I was met with, no, that's super impressive, I was definitely relieved, but I wasn't really even thinking about it. I was just like, okay, thank God I didn't hit this guy in the head.
Wow. We're talking to Monica Living, the 2023 world champion, ranked number one in the world. We got the World Long Drive World Championships coming up at Bigfoot Turf Farm in LaSalle. So when you're in college, was that your goal at that point? You know, you're in college and you're thinking professional golf. Like, I that's what I'm focused on. And then suddenly COVID hits and then everything just turns upside down.
Yeah, that was definitely not my original goal. I used to watch World Long Drive on TV when I was younger with my dad, and I always thought it was the coolest thing because I always loved hitting my driver a long ways, but I was so focused on, you know, playing collegiate golf and fine-tuning other areas of my game. So I had never really thought about actually competing. So it's really interesting because I always loved it, always was like, you know, I've hit a drive that far before, but I'm not someone who's like, oh, I'm gonna go, you know, compete and win. If anything, I'm a little too humble probably. So I didn't really think about actually doing it myself until I, you know, had that run-in with Andrew and he saw my speeds, and I had never tracked my speeds before, so I didn't even know what was good or what was bad. And so he kind of gave me the shove to try to do it. And then I was like, oh, okay, maybe I am actually pretty good at this. So,
well, I mean, I'm looking at your stat. I mean, the longest drive, 385 yards, but your average drive is 338. I mean, that's just incredible.
Yes. Yeah. So the average is definitely fun because it includes things at sea level and stuff like that.
Sure.
I think a lot of people assume, you know, we mostly hit it far just at altitude, but no, the women do hit it very far at sea level as well.
This is, so my golf game is pretty rough, and the worst part of I hate when you get up there and you go to drive the ball. Like, that is the most, I get terrified of that. Like, if there's people surrounding me. Now with you, people are there to watch you. How do you, like, that's one of the things, I'm taking notes, by the way. How do you block all that stuff out? Because I go up there and I freak out. If there's a golf cart behind us and they're standing there waiting for us to drive, I lose my mind. You got fans and people there to watch the spectacle, yeah. And you got to try to block that out.
Yeah, it's a very good question, and it's something that I feel like I'm still learning how to explain to people, you know, because I kind of, how I would explain it is, it's kind of like what you see in movies, you know, when you're watching this, you know, athletic movie and, you know, everything counts in that moment. And it's this, you know, visual of them just, you know, tuning everything out, and they almost have like tunnel vision. I would say it's pretty similar to that. I think what I do mentally is I pretty much just tell myself, you know what, they're here watching me for a reason. You know, I have everything I need to hit this shot. And it's kind of just becomes this, you know, really simplified thing to me. I'm not trying to think about my swing. I'm kind of just letting muscle memory take over. And I kind of create like a little scene in my head, you know, and I get kind of like, I'm the main character in my head. And it definitely gives me like confidence when I'm up there. And it's really, really fun. You know, it's like, I'm not a very outwardly expressive person with that. You know, I'm not a big yeller. I'm nothing really like that. But in my head, I'm definitely telling myself like some stories and some stuff. So
mine's the opposite. I'm the main character, but it's like the Three Stooges. You know, it's like, oh,
yeah,
they came
right?
to
You're
see
like,
the
how
spectacle.
Can I mess this up? Yeah, exactly.
Is it like almost perfection every time for you when you're driving? I mean, when you have an average like that, you probably don't hit a lot of bad shots.
Oh my gosh, no. If someone, that's such a funny question, asking me if it's perfection. I wish it was. You know, if it was perfection, we might be having a conversation about me being on the LPGA tour. But no, definitely not perfection. I would say I'm definitely one of the more accurate people probably on tour with my level of speed, I will say. I think it probably comes from my traditional golf background. You know, I spent my entire, you know, competitive career having to keep it in play, which I will say was the difficult part. because I was always wanting, I was like, you know, 13, trying to just like bomb every drive. And I was having to be told, Monica, like, let's just focus on the fairway. And I'm like, that's so boring. But yeah, you know, I don't know. That's what I would say is, I think it's, you know, there's definitely bad shots that I have, and we get six balls in 2.5 minutes, you know? So it's kind of the mentality of, my mentality is usually, okay, I'm going to just swing a smooth swing, get one in play, and then from there I just kind of like, you know, crank it up a notch with each drive.
This is going to be so much fun. And for those of our listeners that have not heard of World Long Drive, or they have and they don't know what to expect if they're going, because I'm told like admission and parking, all that stuff's free. People come out and enjoy this is the ultimate full throttle competition to see who can outlast their opponent by hitting a golf ball the farthest. I mean, I like it when it's just simple like that. Who can blast this thing the farthest? And that's what golf is huge in Colorado. Up here in northern Colorado, it's huge. People are going to line up to see this.
Yes. Yeah, and I like to tell people, too, I'm like, a lot of people think that long drive isn't difficult. People always say things like, oh, you just swing really hard. Well, we do actually have what's called a grid. It's kind of similar to a fairway. We have to hit it within those guidelines. And it is way harder than people think to keep a ball straight when you're going significantly faster. So it's really fun to watch. The guys hit it almost 500 yards up here. The ladies are hitting it upwards of 400. So it's really, really fun to watch in person.
I mean, and there's just, the stats for you are just mind-blowing. Monica is one of two women in the world averaging faster ball speed and faster clubhead speed than the average PGA Tour player. I mean, these numbers that I'm looking at here are just, I got this, I was looking over your stats the last couple of days, all this stuff. It's just astonishing to me.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. And I think that, you know, it's something that I really love, you know, promoting and highlighting, because the women of this sport are so incredible. And I, you know, wish they got more recognition because what they're doing is, you know, absolutely crazy. We're averaging faster than PGA Tour pros. And yes, that means we're hitting it straight as well. People love to say, well, if it doesn't go straight, it doesn't matter. Well, we do hit it straight. So you should come see it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, OK, talk to me about this a little bit. You mentioned it after college, COVID hits, all that. You put the golf clubs down. If you want to talk about this a little bit, the long drive, obviously you've loved it and they've loved you, but one of the bullet points here that I want to get to is the long drive kind of helped you in a little bit of your mental health journey, you know, right around that very tough time for a lot of people in 2020.
Yes, I think a lot of people when kids go to college to play college sports, it's kind of just this very simple story, like, oh, they were a good athlete, they went to college, they played 4 years, you know, they got a full-time job. But those 4 years are incredibly pivotal for pretty much any, and I hate to say, you know, kid, but at 18 you're still so young, you know, and you're given this really big responsibility, a lot of pressure, you know, something you've been working at for years, you're passionate about it, and it's really hard and it's really mentally taxing. And I did not have the best experience in college. And there are a lot of people who have had that experience, but I think it's not talked about as much. You know, it was just, there's a lot of reasons for that. There's not one overarching reason, but my experience wasn't great. I did not have much confidence. I did not play good golf. And, you know, it just kind of felt like a lot of wasted talent. And, you know, when people are regularly telling you that it's all in your head, it's your mental game, you know, I believe that people telling that to kids, to athletes, is really a large part of the problem. And so, you know, I got out of it and I let myself move on from it for a little bit. It gave me mental space to not put so much of my worth into, you know, being an athlete. And then it kind of just, you know, happened by chance that I got back involved in golf in some fashion again, and to kind of be able to rewrite my story and, you know, start from scratch and start with confidence and really making my mentality my actual advantage over others was just a really healing and formative experience.
I love to hear it, that you were able to kind of find that joy in something that you at one point did find a lot of joy in. And it can, you know, that we hear that a lot with great athletes, you know, just whether it was a certain coach or just the environment or whatever, it just can really turn you off to the whole thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Monica, what's the goal for you coming up on September 25th through the 27th? Are we going to try to break that 385?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The goal, my goal from day one in Colorado is I want to get a 400-yard drive so badly.
I believe it.
The stars have to align. We definitely need good wind conditions, which, as everyone knows, is very finicky in northern Colorado. So we'll see what happens there. But I think if the conditions are right, I do think I could go 400 yards. So
wow.
I want to go 400 yards, and I obviously want to win the world championships right here at home in Colorado.
That so would be so cool. That would be. And yeah, I've only got the 10-day forecast for you right now, Monica, so I can't go out to the 25th or 27th.
I know, trust me, I'm looking.
We do have a good weather guy, Denver Front Range and Weather. I don't know how far he goes out.
Oh, yeah,
but
he's the best.
He does a podcast here, and he's fantastic. So I'll try to pull some strings and see if we can get some big-time future forecasting.
Yeah, put in a good word and put in some downwind for us.
The website is worldlongdrive.com. Monica, you just keep rocking it. I mean, we only got a short time with you, but it's a phenomenal story, and I'm just astonished at all these numbers. Thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, well, let's catch up again. I would like to talk to you after everything, because I want to see if you can get to that 400.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds good. We'll touch base.
All right, Monica Living, thank you so much. World Long Drive World Championship, September 25th through the 27th at Bigfoot Turf Farm in LaSalle, right here in Colorado. You guys want more information, go to worldlongdrive.com. Monica, we just talked to the 2023 World Champion, ranked number one in the world right now. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. Coming up, we got top stories of the day. One of these stories is fascinating because it's something I thought professional leagues were doing and not should be doing, but I was shocked that we haven't heard more of this. It's not legal, but we're going to talk about it. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Let's have a drink. Football 52, the two-man game. Cody the Weather Guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.